the 717 Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeff Ludwig. I'm the host of this show. This is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And the aim of this show is to give this community information so you can make smart, safe, and sane healthcare decisions. So as I say, relax and enjoy the show. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Wellness 717 Podcast. Boy, this last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and I was able to get some rest, right? Taking my own advice from the last podcast, which was the rat race and rest. So this podcast, this episode, is an extension of what we started last week, which is specifically this week talking about rest. And I want to focus on some different types, seven types specifically of rest that restore. Have you ever tried to fix an ongoing lack of energy by getting more sleep? And only to do so, you still feel exhausted. Boy, I have. If that's you, here's a secret. Sleep and rest are not the same thing, although many of us incorrectly confuse the two. We go through life thinking we're rested because we've gotten enough sleep, but in reality, we are missing out on the other types of rest that we really desperately need. Because the result of a high-achieving culture that's high-producing, chronically tired, and chronically burned out, we're suffering from a rest deficit because we don't understand the true power of rest. Because rest should equal restoration. So today we're going to focus on seven key areas of your life that we could focus on to improve our rest. Well, the first type of rest we need is physical rest. We all know what this is, but it's rest that can be passive or it can be active. So passive physical rest includes things like sleeping and napping. Boy, I really need to take advantage of that napping rest. While active physical rest means restorative activities such as things like yoga, stretching, massage therapy, all these help to improve your body's circulation and your flexibility. So we all can agree that we need some physical rest. The second type of rest is mental rest. I did a little bit of that this weekend when I went to the beach for a day. Do you know that a coworker who starts work, they're often irritable, they're forgetful, and they have a difficult time concentrating on their work? Then when this person lies down at night to go to sleep, they frequently struggle to turn off their brain because they have conversations that are filled from the whole day's events. And despite sleeping 7 to 8 hours, this person wakes up feeling as if they never went to bed. This person has a mental rest deficiency. Can you relate to this? Boy, I can. But the good news is that you don't have to quit your job or go on vacation to fix this. You just need to schedule short breaks that occur every 2 hours or so throughout your workday. These breaks can remind you to slow down. You might also keep a notepad by the bed to jot down any nagging thoughts that would keep you awake. I've done this for years. If I had thought in my head that I want to focus on getting done the next day, I just do a brain dump, if you will. Write it down on a 3x5 card, or even now I even use my phone and put that information in my phone so I don't forget about it and I can let it go until the next day. The third type of rest we need is sensory rest. What I'm talking about here is bright lights, computer screens, even background noise in multiple conversations. Whether they're in your office or on Zoom calls, that can all cause our senses to be overwhelmed. You know, this day and age of just getting through a pandemic, we all went through this, and it was really detrimental to our health and getting the rest that we need. But this can be countered by doing something as simple as closing your eyes for a minute in the middle of the day, as well as by intentionally unplugging from electronics at the end of the day. I said it, you gotta unplug. So when you have intentional moments, when you try to limit the sensory deficit, if you will, you can begin to undo the damage inflicted by the overstimulating world. Well, the fourth type of rest is what I like to say is creative rest. Boy, I really enjoy this. This type of rest is especially important for anyone who has to solve problems or they need to brainstorm new ideas. Don't we all have to do this? Whether it's at work or whether it's at home. Creative rest reawakens the awe and wonder inside of each of us. Do you recall the first time you saw the Grand Canyon or the ocean or a waterfall? Allowing yourself to take in the beauty of the outdoors, even if it's at a local park or in your backyard, it provides you with creative rest. And we all need it. But creative rest isn't simply about appreciating nature. It also includes enjoying the arts. Turn your workplace into a place of inspiration by displaying images of places that you love and works of art that you speak of. You can't spend 40 hours a week staring at a blank or jumbled surroundings and expect to feel passionate about anything, much less come up with innovative ideas. So let's take a look at another individual, a friend who everyone thinks is the nicest person they've ever met, and it's the person everyone depends on, the one you call if you need a favor, because even if they don't want to do it, you know that they'll give you a reluctant yes rather than a truthful no. But when this person is alone, they feel unappreciative, and like others, are taking advantage of them. Nobody wants to be that person. This particular person who can't say no to anybody, they need emotional rest. This person requires emotional rest, which means having the time and space to freely express your feelings and cut back on the people pleasing. I know I've done that. It's all about pleasing people sometimes in my life, and it really just takes the energy from me. Takes the rest from me. Because emotional rest also requires the courage to be authentic. An emotionally rested person can answer the question, "How are you today?" with a truthful, "I'm not okay." And then go on to share some hard things that otherwise go unsaid. If you're in need of emotional rest, you probably have a social rest deficit too. This occurs when we can't tell the difference between those relationships that revive us from those relationships that exhaust us. To experience more social rest, surround yourself with positive and supportive people. Even if your intentions or your interactions have to occur virtually, you can choose to engage more fully in them by turning on your camera and focusing on to whom you're speaking to. Well, the final type of rest is what I would call spiritual rest, which is the ability to connect beyond the physical and beyond the mental and feel a deep sense of belonging, a sense of love and acceptance and purpose. To receive this, engage in something greater than yourself and add prayer, add meditation or community involvement to your daily routine. So as you can see, sleep alone can't restore us to the point that we feel rested. So it's time for us, it's time for me, it's time for you to begin focusing on getting the right type of rest that we need. Well, thanks for listening to this episode on the 7 types of rest that everybody needs. If you got something out of this, I encourage you to share this with a friend or family member. And don't forget to subscribe to the platform that you're listening this to so you can catch all of our episodes that occur every Monday at 12 o'clock noon. Once again, I'm Dr. Jeff Ludwig. This is the Wellness 717 podcast, and it is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. If you'd like to know more about our practice, just go to camphillchiro.com or give us a call at 717-761-8840 and let us know what you need. We'll be happy to improve your health in whatever way that we can. And as always, be well and be blessed.